Hi, truth tellers. Welcome to Module 4, Claim and Share Your Truth. Before we get into this module, I just want to say it has been so humbling and beautiful to see all of you sharing and working the modules on the Facebook group, and I'm truly honored to be here on this journey with you. And I want to say first, though, that without a doubt, you've just been through what may well be the most challenging module in this course. So I want to honor you for your openness in going to a place where most people have feared to tread for many, many decades. But I promise you, now that you have ventured there, the prospect of sharing and speaking your truth is going to be so much more valuable, not to mention easier. Now, that might sound counterintuitive, but when you put in the hard work of claiming and valuing your darkness, you begin to claim your authenticity. And that's what this week is all about. So let's get started. So this week, we're going to explore the importance of authenticity and vulnerability, accessing our voice, our true voice, and sharing our truth. And I promise you that when you begin to open up to the flow of your true self, you're going to access such incredible gifts. I experience that every single day. And the wonderful thing is that this process is so full of juice and abundance, and it's a never-ending process that you can do your whole life. The more you open up to your own truth, the more gifts you're destined to find. Of course, as we all know, sometimes it can be hard to begin and continue the journey of showing the world what we're made of. For instance, if you're like me, you were taught at a young age that to be a, quote, good person means you have to shut down your voice, be the nice girl and the people pleaser, or even be invisible. Well, you probably guess that I don't exactly conform to that paradigm anymore. And the truth is, it took me many, many years to come into a full self-acceptance of the woman I am. My messiness, my boldness, my craziness, my heartfeltness, and the fact that I'm the kind of person who others might consider a little opinionated. In short, it took me a really long time to come into an acceptance of my power and my passion, and I'm still doing it every single day along with you. Contrary to what a lot of people think, to find your voice and share your truth, you have to give up the idea that your power looks a certain way. Now, I'm going to say that again because it's such an important lesson to learn. To find your voice and share your truth, you have to give up the idea that your power looks a certain way. Because, in fact, your power isn't about projecting a particular desired image, like calm, cool, collected, and put together. In my experience, actually, it's the opposite. It really is. For me, stepping into my truth and my power is all about being vulnerable. Many women who feel the need to have all their shit together find it close to impossible to really move into that place of vulnerability and be vulnerable to themselves and others. And we really need to be compassionate with ourselves as women if this is describing us, because so many of us might have developed armor and blockades to our hearts and souls in the face of abuse or disappointment, and anything or anyone else that told us it wasn't safe or desirable to be vulnerable. But I do want you to remember that those defenses and blockades did their job at one time and protected us and are not bad. So please, please don't judge them or yourself. Just honor it. Honor and know that you are safe and whole and really don't need those blockades anymore. And also remember that while it's a good idea to give up your defenses, you still need to have boundaries and clarity around your vulnerability. It's very important to develop clear boundaries that we use discernment with when we choose to be vulnerable. But when we're so walled off that we have blockaded ourselves against anything that might touch, move, and change us, we all really kind of miss out on the joys of connecting with other people and showing them who we are. And for me, the best way to share my truth isn't to cover it up with impersonal details or stats or stories that attempt to drive home a point. It's really only when I am real, open, honest, and vulnerable that I alone have the power to truly touch others on all levels. So with that said, your vulnerability is so powerful because when you let down your guard, you give other people permission to let down their guard. Then empathy is created, which I find to be one of the most powerful ways we can connect with each other. When we offer others a genuine glimpse into how something in our lives has affected us or continues to play out for us, we give them the experience that every single one of us craves. And that experience is connection with the raw truth of another human being. I mean, I don't know about you, but when someone's real with me, I can feel it in my bones. I mean, really, think of the stories that have touched you deeply for a minute. Just think about them. They're stories more often than not that have involved someone who's willing to share themselves unabashedly without covering up the details or glossing over them with like rainbows and butterflies. Everything's perfect. For me, being perfect, honestly, is boring. It's mundane and it's uncolorful. But someone in their real, raw, messy human glory, that's the story people are yearning to hear. I promise you. Now, I know that what's true sometimes is often super uncomfortable, believe me. And the best way to work with that is to be nothing less than the authentic you. So how can we be more authentic? Let's talk about that for a minute. While vulnerability is all about letting down our guard and giving other people and ourselves a glimpse of what's going on inside us, in the words of someone I really respect and a Women for One truth teller, Chris Cade, authenticity is the outer expression of my inner state of being. Now stop right now and pause for a moment and repeat that sentence out loud to yourself and let the truth of it fill your every cell. Authenticity is the outer expression of my inner state of being. I know I feel safe around people that represent this definition. So when somebody's being fake to me and not being truthful and glossing over everything, I can feel it in my bones. Whereas somebody's being negative and telling me like it is, I feel safer around that. I don't know about you, but I completely agree with Chris Cade's definition. Now, for me, this is easier said than done. Aligning our insides with our outsides is really challenging work because I think since we were kids, we were indoctrinated to hide or to contort who we were to fit someone else's or even society's ideas about what was good, acceptable, cool, smart, perfect. You guys know all those words. But really, your authenticity is about embracing your own truth, your own integrity that you've defined, and your personal values that you continually evaluate. Every single person you can think of who has lived into their destiny and made their life happen has always begun with a very simple decision. They take actions, no matter how large or small, that are most aligned with their personal integrity and values. And more than that, they've come to embrace and accept every part of who they are, and to really love every single part, even the things that they're not very proud of. They just embrace it. For me, the goal of embracing my authenticity and truth is to love myself to my very core. And none of us can do this really until we're willing to simply sit with who we are, warts and all, and see how we feel about that. So I want to tell you guys about a situation I had with a woman who once worked for me and who was also a dear friend of mine. Now, from the beginning of our working relationship, I really wanted to establish some boundaries and clear communication. And I told her from me that honesty and transparency was something that was really, really important to me. I wanted us to always be honest with each other. And I told her, please, if you're having an issue, please come to me and be real about it. And vice versa, I would do the same. Although she promised that she would, at one point she got really angry with me, and I didn't know why. So she stopped talking to me, and she totally cut me off. Fast forward to several years later, I ran into her at a mutual friend's wedding. And although it was really clear she was avoiding me, one of my personal guiding beliefs is that life's way too short to hold grudges for people that you've cared about in the past. So I walked up to her and I looked her in the eye and I said hello and I touched her arm. And she was quite surprised that I did that. And I said, I'm really sorry for my part in our interaction when you worked for me. And I just want you to know I care about you. I really meant this too to her. And it felt so liberating and freeing to speak my truth to someone that I had forgiven and that I really just wanted to make amends with because of the true love and care I had for her and our mutual friend. Now, although I didn't receive the reaction I had hoped for, just that act of speaking my truth for me was completely liberating. I was being true to who I am, and that's really all we can do. Although on some level, both of us felt wronged, I really knew that I was much more interested in my capacity to get beyond that and to be real with myself as well as her and the situation at hand. From this situation and many others, I've really learned that when we share from the very core of who we are, we experience enormous freedom. And more importantly, we access our true voice, that beautiful voice that's powerful beyond measure. So let's talk about that voice that's so powerful. Knowing and using your voice really transforms your story from something bland and generic that anyone might have told to something that is uniquely and specifically yours. Now, your voice is something that covers a spectrum of possibilities. To me, it's kind of like an orchestra playing a beautiful piece. For example, in some places, the piece might be loud and powerful, and in others, it might be very soft and subtle. But it's all part of the same song, the song of you. And I also know that every single one of us tweaks our voice depending on our context. Depending on who I'm talking to, I might slightly change the way I talk or communicate in order to build rapport, or, to be honest, to let myself feel safe. For example, talking to your mother-in-law might be very different from talking to your best friend or your partner. But what are the common denominators? What can you say about your way of self-expression that is consistent no matter where you are or what you're talking about? I love that question. I think it's really important to contemplate because the journey of discovering our true voice is actually really a journey of a lifetime for all of us. Being curious about that voice is so important. When you access your true voice, which I think is invariably about connecting with the voice of your inner self, the one that you and you alone are in constant communication with, you get in touch with something that I have identified as your true genius. So however you decide to use and utilize your unique voice, I really encourage you to embrace it and get more and more awareness of it, as it is an important aspect of becoming a truth teller and sharing your truth with the world. Now I want to talk a little bit about the different ways we share. Some of you taking this course are absolutely gung-ho about sharing your truth and story with a wide and diverse audience, which is awesome. Others may only want to share with a few trusted loved ones. Totally perfect. But still others might have no intention of sharing with another soul, which is totally fine. Wherever you are, it's all good, and honor it and honor yourself and honor your own needs. But right now, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. So take a deep breath. Use that feminine wisdom piece from module one. And ask yourself, what are my intentions in sharing? Why do I want to share my story? Who am I willing to share it with? And who am I absolutely not going to share that story or truth with? I really want you to be honest with yourself here and honor yourself wherever you're at. Just becoming and remaining curious is really all you can ask from yourself. And I want you to really attempt to celebrate your curiosity about all of this and dive into it. And for those of you who are reluctant to share, try and encourage yourself to go beyond your comfort zone, even if that means only reading your story to one other person. As I said before, there is enormous power in allowing yourself to be witnessed by someone else. Now, for those of you who want to share with many others, I congratulate you on your courage. At the same time, it's really important to be doing this not simply because of the desire to be validated by others, but because you are deeply, compassionately aligned with the truth of who you are. You know, it really just comes down to it's that self-love piece again. And really, we can't predict how others are going to react to us. And besides, no matter how much validation people might give us, it just can't compare to that deep reservoir of love that lives within each of us when we learn to accept who we are fully and unconditionally. For me, it's always been so much easier to share my truth, especially when there's the possibility that people might not react favorably, when I surround myself with those who support that potential in me that I'm creating for my life. Now, I may not have control over what some anonymous internet commenter or troll has to say, but I definitely have control over who is in my tribe. And when I feel supported by the people in my tribe, and when I'm surrounded by people who see who I am and honor my gifts and my voice, I discover that I have even more courage to move just a little bit outside my comfort zone and share my truth with people who might not necessarily get me or even agree with me. I also believe that in stretching beyond that comfort zone, it's all about baby steps. I mean, maybe you just practice posting part of your truth on our Facebook page or your Facebook page, and then you gradually practice coming out and being a little more visible. Maybe instead of staying quiet when one of your rude family members says something you disagree with, you share your differing opinion. How about that? In doing this, over time, you might really notice that it's actually okay to be met with other people's oppositions or judgments. Often, I find that people shut down when they are criticized, but I like to think that truth-telling is like building a house. The more bricks I lay, the more solid I am in speaking my truth. For me, it's kind of like a dance I'm doing for the rest of my life, dancing between pushing my edge and then pulling back. For example, for a long time, I would avoid any kind of debate, but now I welcome debate. Conscious, respectful debate where people are asking questions of themselves is how the greatest things in this world are created. But it's also a good idea to exercise discernment here when you're in debate mode. Really try not to take people's critiques as a personal attack, but really look at it as a reflection of who they are. If some of what they say feels right, just take in what you want and discard the rest if it doesn't serve you. It's also really important at this point to be kind to ourselves when we simply feel hurt by other people's criticisms. I know I'm still really sensitive when someone doesn't like me because of something I've said or written, or when I believe that someone really has misunderstood me or judged me. I mean, let's face it. It's really, really hard when we've done all the work to align our insides with our outsides and live our truth when we don't feel appreciated or understood. But here's the thing. When people don't appreciate us for stepping into our truth, it's probably because we're triggering something in them, something they really don't want to take a look at all. And we really need to be okay with that, because when I recognize this, it's actually a lot easier for me to have compassion for them and to get some distance from my emotions. This word compassion is so important, because compassion for ourselves and other people helps us to deal with our fears around sharing our truth. We really can't allow ourselves to back down from sharing our truth just because of fear. And for me, the truth-telling revolution will reach a critical mass when enough of us are willing to get out there, speak our truth, and support each other in doing just that. Then, no matter what kind of opposition we might receive, we can stand strong together. So, speaking of standing strong together, now that you're in your second to last week of this course and you really dived into writing your story, it's super, super important to engage in self-care and connecting with your body and intuition, especially if you have the desire to share your story with a wider audience. In fact, I've found that it can be a lot easier to share my truth, especially when it's a very difficult truth, if I come back to my breath and I come back into my body. So as always, I encourage you to refer to the feminine wisdom practices this week and to spend extra time on even more self-care. Things like taking baths, getting body work, breathing, noticing your breath, and exploring this week's exercise entitled, The Body Has Its Own Stories to Tell. Because when we connect with our bodies, we also connect with our emotions and experiences that aren't verbal in nature. We also become more comfortable with the parts of ourselves that we don't often share with others, much less ourselves. So really have fun with that exercise, and maybe practice doing it with a trusted friend. Also, reconnecting with your body this week as much as you can is going to be so helpful, as we're going to be diving even more deeply into the writing process. We're going to be expanding on that guiding story that each of you have chosen for our final piece of truth-telling in this course. Now, as some of you might know, I'm full of so many ideas, but I don't necessarily consider myself this incredible writer. So I encourage you to be creative in how you go about shaping that personal narrative. Maybe your story won't even start out with writing. Mine doesn't. Maybe you're going to want to speak your story into an audio recorder. Or maybe you could be light about it and play around and sing your story, or even dance it out. Those are all wonderful first steps. For me, personally, I like to talk things through with my team, with close friends, or my husband, because it helps me to clarify my thoughts and ideas, because I'm an oral processor. Whatever works for you, though, please go with your gut and check in with your heart, brain, and your intuition. Please be sure to post any questions or comments on the Facebook page, or email us at truthteller@womenforone.com, and check out those writing tips on the course homepage, which I hope will especially help you as you work on refining your story this week. In the meantime, make sure and practice vulnerability, authenticity, and sharing your voice in whatever ways that you wish to do in your daily life. This practice will truly support your process and journey toward living your life as a brave truth teller. Happy writing, have fun, and big love. See you next week.